This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. 2021 has been a pretty good year for the natural gas industry. The price of gas has come down recently thanks to forecasts of a warmer than expected winter here in the U.S., but it's still up almost 80% for the year, in large part because of strong demand overseas. And those higher prices are spurring energy companies to gobble up more drilling rights, often in communities where fossil fuel extraction has become the local economy's lifeblood. Marketplace's Andy Euler has this dispatch from Northwest Louisiana.
Every Tuesday at 2 in the afternoon, a group of women meets at the 4C Coffee House in Grand Cane, Louisiana, population 242. The village in DeSoto Parish is about half an hour south of Shreveport. 80-something Marsha Richardson is its mayor and sort of presides over the group.
When I was 8 years old, my dad came out of the service, and he did not want to be anywhere around a lot of people. And he found Grand Cane, and there weren't a lot of people.
He bought some land that he could farm.
Well, in the 40s, when we first moved here, it was cotton. And then dairy farming took over.
Richardson says at one time there were over 100 family-owned dairy farms in the area. There are now zero. In the 1980s, the federal government started buying out farmers here. A lot of them just left town.
All of this was, I call it forgotten land.
Forgotten until about 15 years ago. That's when oil and gas companies decided it was worth their while to drill into the Haynesville Shale that's about 10,000 feet beneath the town. Landmen started knocking on doors and offering big paydays in exchange for the rights to drill on people's land.
It was a big boost for individuals and for the community because we had acreage and you leased it and got money. I called it free money. We didn't earn it, we just received it.
The village leased some of its land and used the money to update its water and drainage system. And the local economy bounced back.
Right now is the first time in my entire life that I've seen every business on this street occupied. Every single one.
John Franklin's family's owned land in DeSoto Parish for six generations.
56 years old, it's never happened in my life. Never.
In an area where the median household income is just over $25,000, many local landowners who signed away their mineral rights got five- and six-figure checks up front. On top of that, every month, many get checks for the gas that's extracted. In Franklin's case, that adds up to more than he makes from the cattle and timber that he sells. And this year's spike in gas prices means he's earning even more. Oil and gas companies are scrambling to buy up even more mineral rights in DeSoto Parish. Brad Williams is the president of Spitfire Energy Advisors in Houston.
I think today we are in a period of enthusiasm with high prices for natural gas. So producers see that, lenders and investors see that.
Williams says natural gas prices are up in part due to demand from overseas as countries move away from coal and oil to generate electricity.
The World Bank is refusing to finance new coal projects. They will finance a natural gas power generation project.
U.S. producers are aiming to supply that demand by exporting liquefied natural gas, or LNG.
Vietnam canceled like 20 coal units and is now looking at replacing those with natural gas power generation. Well, that LNG is going to come from someplace.
Some of it from DeSoto Parish. But for all that money that gas boom has brought to small towns like Grand Cane, it's come at a cost.
Although many of these companies have developed good protocols for fracking, there are cases in which there's been significant environmental damage.
Sally Fleming's a local lawyer who's filed multiple class action lawsuits against oil and gas companies, including in DeSoto Parish, where one fracking accident released benzene into the water table. But she's also sold mineral rights on some of her land.
As a person who's receiving money that I didn't earn, you know, I'm very grateful for it, and if we're responsibly producing natural gas and making sure that there are no fugitive emissions and not having a fracking accident like we had in DeSoto, I think there is, you know, some significant potential there.
Grand Cane Mayor Marsha Richardson isn't all that worried about the oil and gas industry degrading the environment. She has active oil and gas leases on the land that her father left her.
In our area, the companies that have had them have really handled whatever I call the byproduct very well. We've not suffered any here at all, and there are people fuss and holler about the noise. But it was kind of like back when we were in the dairy business and they tussed about the smell. It just smelled like money to me. And all that cracking noise sounds like money to me, too. So.
She says the people working on these newly drilled rigs spend a lot of money at local businesses. And with the next round of cash from the village's leases, she's hoping to update Grand Cane's sewer system. In DeSoto Parish, Louisiana, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.